I am in charge. This is Dr. Hubert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I am in charge. You know, whether I like it or not, I am in charge of every thought I think. I am in charge of everything that goes on in my brain. I am in charge. Nobody else has any responsibility except me for what goes on in my brain. I'm in charge. Now, what am I doing being in charge? As I am in charge, what am I doing? Do I take responsibility for being in charge? Or do I sort of just say, well, what comes, comes. What is. What happens, happens. This is what too many of us do too much of the time. We have a brain, and that brain has 10,000 new stem cells in it every single day, waiting to be directed by our attention. Now, we'll be speaking about this a great deal because it's quite a new and a wonderful revelation that science has brought to our attention. And it's quite important. Now, another factor that comes to our attention is the fact that our brain is divided into many portions, into many parts. It has many activities going through it. And it interacts so conclusively and so wonderfully that we cannot even conceive how it works. Although we do know that the neocortex, that's N-E-O-C-O-R-T-E-X, the neocortex of my brain is my highest thinking level. The neocortex of my brain is the highest level of my thinking. Now, my brain decides on its own what it'll learn, and a computer does not. A computer, we put programs into it, we put software into it, and we tell the computer how it's to function. Well, we do that to our brain too, but our brain doesn't just take the information we give it and use it however it is designed to be used. The brain shuffles that information into a zillion other possibilities. It takes every little thought we have and puts it into every possibility that it can possibly be. It says, for instance, to a thought, I like me. Oh, I like me. That means that I am harmonious with all of the cells of my body. I like me. That means that's harmonious with every thought that goes through my brain. Any thought that comes into my brain that doesn't like me, I discard. I like me. You see, the brain takes these things for real. Whatever we tell the brain says, ah, yes, that's my fact. That's what I'm working on. My brain's neocortex is responsible for all high-level thought perception. It lives in 60% of my brain's volume. Exceptionally large in humans because it does such an outstanding work. Well, it does indeed do an outstanding work. And it is my privilege and my opportunity to put it to work how I want it to work. Now, we have a stumbling block that's before us. And that stumbling block is the past and the present. It's what our thinking has been and what our thinking brought into our attention over the years. Now, what is it that our thinking has brought into our attention over the years? What is it that our thinking has been dwelling upon? Have we put certain limitations on Earth? Now, you know that you can do time-lapse photography, and in an instant, you can see a flower unveil its total glory to you. In just an instant, you can see grass growing from seed up into the full blade. Time-lapse photography is a very simple thing, and it's something created by the mind of man, and it's something that goes on in the consciousness all the time. Now, we can have that time-lapse photography for us, too. We can say, okay, I wonder what it would be like to be living, say, 10 years from now. And I'm living in my ideal spirit-minded body 10 years from now, and I am taking advantage of all of the things that are existing then, all of the wonderful gadgetry that is available, all the wonderful knowledge that is available, all the wonderful genius that's available, and I am 100% harmonious with what the world has achieved at that point. I am alert and aware to it. I am alert to the latest technological activities that are going on, the latest scientific results that are being given. My goodness sakes! Well, it's true. Today, we have the capacity to think of a greater variety of things in some simple, common way that 40 years ago, we could not have believed possible. 50 years ago, the thought processes were just the same, just as capable, just as wonderful, but we had fewer ideas that flowed through the mind that we utilized, at least. We had all the ideas we have today flowing through the mind years ago, but we had not given them understanding and awareness in our mind as we do today. Our neocortex handles these things very well. We don't have to think about them. All we do is put into our consciousness what it is that we want. Now, if we're going to live in yesterday, we'll live in that limited thought awareness. If we're going to live in today, we're going to live in a limited thought awareness. If we're going to live in the now, we live in the all thought knowledge realm. So we say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows all things, and it does. My neocortex knows all things, and it does. Neocortex knows all things, rather than divine, well, they're the same thing. The divine is all, and the neocortex is an awareness of all. So, when we have that realization for ourselves, we all of a sudden open up the doorway to an understanding of something so grand and so great that it just tickles our mind. It tickles our fancy. You know, scientists today are trying to develop robot beings. Beings that can think like humans. Beings that can do things as humans will. Beings that have attitudes like humans, which we really don't want them to have at the moment, at least. And these robots are available. They can be done. But the type of information inside of them has to be so vast and so large. The robot can indeed think in an area of one or two items or one or two areas, but not in the broadness that the human brain can think. The human brain is unlimited in its ability to think, but any type of artificial intelligence at the moment thinks only in a certain area that it is trained. Oh, we've seen stories on television, and this boy was created by this man, and this boy was in total artificial intelligence and total robot, but he was given emotions, he was given feelings, he was given attitudes, he was given all of the thoughts of a teenage boy and all of the thoughts, but then he wasn't limited to a teenage boy because his brain had the brain of the man in him, that had the wisdom of the man, it had the genius of his ability. It had the unlimited strength. I'll go on and on. It was quite a fascinating little TV series that was on. Charming. And at the moment, we have not been able to achieve that. Primarily because whenever we think of anything that we create, we put in our own limitations. And the day that we let go of our limitations is the day that we are the allness that we are. When we hold on to the past, we hold on to the hurts of the past, we hold on to the desires of the past, we hold on to the expectations that we have for ourselves, and the expectations are just along a limited path, then that's all the further we go. But when we can truly let go of these limitations, or let go of these limitations that keep us in the past, or keep us even in the present, then we can soar in the imagination. We can soar on what is happening 50 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years from now. And even that's a limitation. Because when we are the allness, we live in the day, tomorrow, and the allness. and it's quite an exciting adventure. Our brain, our neocortex, is working with all of these new brain cells, these new stem cells that are in our brain born every day, just waiting for us to tell it how it's to think, how it's to act, how it's to be. And if we're going to stay with thinking in the past, then we'll stay living in a very slow pace. But if we're going to stay with the magnificence of what the brain can do, and what the mind can do, and what our thought can do, then we'll be like this time-lapse photography. And the entire expectation of whatever we have will open in our mind, as it does already. It'll open in our mind in just a few moments, and we will see it all. Like they say of a person who is drowning or dying or something, they see their entire life history zapped before their eyes. Well, that's time-lapse photography. But did you notice, in reporting that, they say they saw their entire life story in color go before their eyes? How did they have the capacity to interpret it, understand it, and appreciate it in such a time-lapse experience? Amazing, huh? Think about it. We do have the capacity, and it's right at our doorstep. And all we have to do is let go of all and enter into the is. Wonderful thought, isn't it? Have a wonderful day, and know that I'm thinking good thoughts about you because I'm thinking good thoughts about me every moment of my life. And my life is filled with such a great and wonderful glory that I can never begin to even anticipate how great it is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.